was announced today by NY East that 200 new robot workers have been added to the labor force of the Trenton area Mets. However, in the short term, further cuts in the standard...
City Hall regret to announce that the 5th Avenue Expressway has been zoned off between 39th and 7th, level 272. This is due to a massive man-jam. Repeat, a massive man-jam on the 5th Avenue Expressway, level 272.
They are fully protected by the three laws of robotics.
Inquiries will be issued shortly.
The three laws of robotics. First law. A robot may not harm a human being, or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm.
Are you alone?
Second,
are you uncertain?
A robot must obey the instructions given to it by a human being, except where they would conflict with the first law.
The Lord can be whatever you want it to be.
A robot must protect its own existence, except where this would cause conflict with the first and second laws. Remember, the three laws of robotics: your safeguard and your shield.
The Caves of Steel by Isaac Asimov. Dramatized by Bert Kools. With Ed Bishop and Sam Dastor.
New York, the second deepest city on Earth. Listen to it. That's the sound of 200 million people. It's a good sound.
Mayor Clark wishes all citizens a nice day. Thank you.
The cities mean decent standards, decent food, decent law and order. You can take a pride in things. Your own bed on the residential levels. Your own seat in the section kitchen. Your own locker in the personal. I know New York. I know every centimeter of every level of every section. I have to. Bailey, Elijah, plainclothesman, C5.
Identification confirmed. Welcome to police headquarters, Central. Nice day.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, hi, Lige.
How's it going with that headache?
The boss
out in Trenton?
Wants you, Lige. Right away. Soon as you come in.
All right, all right.
Soon as you come in.
All right, boy. Now go away, huh?
Go away. Yes, Lige. Soon as you come in. Nice day.
Geez, I'd like to kick that damn messenger where it hurts.
Now, you show me where that is, and I'll be second in line.
Young Vince Barrett was here today, looking for work.
Did he meet our Sammy?
You kidding? We kept them apart. How would you like it if one of them took your job, and then you had to shake hands like nothing had happened?
That's a thing we're all living through. Excuse me, Joe. The boss wants to see me.
Yeah.
Right away. Soon as you come in. Nice day.
Jehoshaphat, isn't one of them in the place enough?
One too many. Go see the boss.
The boss was Commissioner Julius Enderby. We went through training school together.
Come.
But I never had his way with the people who counted. I got left behind. Enderby had some odd ways about him. Outside of history books, he was the only person I've ever seen wearing glasses. Glasses? He said his eyes were too sensitive for contacts. Yeah. And I had real chicken twice last week.
Come in, Lige. Come in. How's Jesse? And the boy?
Fine.
Good. Good.
Whatever was up, he sure as hell didn't want to talk about it. He took off his stupid glasses and polished them, like he always did when he was nervous. With his eyes not focused properly, he managed to look even vaguer than usual.
Commissioner, I wish you wouldn't send our Sammy out after me. You think I like it? I tell you, it's bad enough to be in the city at all without having one in the department. But he's been placed here, and I've got to use him for something.
Yeah, well, he makes me uncomfortable.
Anyway, you wanted to see me.
Yes. But not for anything easy. Let me show you something first.
Gee, Hossafat.
Don't be alarmed.
You might have warned me.
Didn't you realize we are above ground here?
How could I?
I've just had this installed. In the old days, all rooms had them. Windows. Come over here and look out.
Look out. There was something indecent about it. Besides, what was there to see? Just the skin of the city? The outer shells of human hives. But he was the commissioner, so I looked out.
It's misty today. We can't see across to... What do you know about Spacetown, Lige?
Just what everybody knows. It's the Spacer's base on Earth. It's where they keep their prying eyes on us and make sure we don't get ideas above our place in life.
All right. What do you know about the Spacers?
Commissioner, I was through with school 20 years ago.
Answer the question.
Oh, damn it, you know as well as I do what the Spacers are. They run this planet like it's their personal property. They've got the world government in the palm of their hand, and when Spacetown says jump, we jump, sir. Oh, what is this, anyway? This is kindergarten stuff.
3 days ago, a Spacer died.
Too bad. Something contagious, I hope.
What?
Nothing. What did he die of?
He died of a missing chest. Someone used a blaster on him. The Spacers say it was an Earthman.
Oh, I don't believe it. A thing like this would blow New York off the face of the planet.
Oh, you can believe it. I was there.
When it happened? You mean you were a witness?
I mean I had an appointment with him, with the victim. If I'd been 5 minutes earlier, I would have discovered the body. What are you staring at?
Are you wearing new glasses?
I broke them. I suppose it was the shock. Lige, these last 3 days have been hell.
On account of the glasses?
It's a devil of a situation, Bailey. You know how tricky Earth's position is with the outer worlds. The Spacers could move in force any time. They only want an excuse.
Look, you don't have to draw me a picture.
But they've given us the ghost of a chance. We've got to find the murderer and hand him over to them. It's up to us. And if we succeed, well... God damn it, do I have to spell it out? It's not just the Spacers people hate, it's what they've foisted onto us. Our Sammy out there is just a beginning. The Spacers have some that can do your work, mine even. This is our chance to show them what Earthmen can do. Don't you want that chance?
Me?
You'll be in charge.
I'm only a C5. Why me?
2 reasons. You're not just another cop. I like to think I'm your friend.
That's one reason. What's the second?
I need a favor.
What sort of favor?
The Spacers made conditions. They insisted on having one of their agents in on this. I want you to work with a Spacer partner. Look, there'll be a sure promotion in this for you at the end. Will you do it?
Yes, I will.
Thanks, Lige. He'll have to live with you.
Oh, hang on.
Just until you crack the case.
What's this Spacer's name?
Look, the Spacers have peculiar ways. You know that.
Commissioner.
This partner isn't... Well, he isn't...
Just a minute.
You've got to.
No.
What else can we do? We're trapped.
What's my partner's name?
Good man. He's R. Daniil Olivaux.
Well, I think we can cut out the euphemisms, Commissioner. Let's use his full name, huh? Robot Daniil Olivaux.
I thought about robots as I rode the expressway strip out to Spacetown. Over the past few years, the damn things have been appearing everywhere, taking work that men used to do. Like I said, when Spacetown said jump, we jumped. People said the Spacers had 50 robots for every man. They never needed to lift a finger. Me? I wanted to keep my job. Well, I had to pick up my new partner and bring him back to the city. I also had to stop the good citizens of New York from bashing his nice, shiny body into scrap metal.
Space town. Low domes, spread out, open to the air. The only connection to the city was a covered approachway. They guarded their end, we guarded ours.
Hold it. Let's see your ID.
Open up. Official business.
You going right across?
No. Just to the approachway. You can close up behind me.
I was out of the city. The corridor was made of some flimsy, translucent stuff, and the light was weird. The air moved. I felt sick. Then I saw a spacer.
Are you unwell?
He was dressed like an Earthman, but he was a spacer, all right. 2 meters plus. Disgustingly healthy, and the kind of looks that are so damn perfect they're just asking to be messed up a little. His eyes took me in and told me I was lower than dirt.
Do you require medical assistance?
I'm all right.
You seem to be under stress.
I am plainclothesman Elijah Bailey, City of New York Police Department, rating C5. I have been instructed to meet R. Daniel Olivar. Please tell him that I have arrived.
That will not be necessary. I'm here.
You?
I am R. Daniel Olivar.
But have I made some mistake? I thought the first initial...
Quite so. I am a robot.
Hey, that was quick.
Yeah.
Nobody home?
Sir. Good afternoon, officer.
Sir.
You may reseal the door. I'm remaining in the city. You were disturbed about something. It would be best if you were to be frank with me.
I was expecting a robot.
I am a robot.
I mean an ordinary robot, damn it.
Oh, I see. But on Earth, robots are objects of hatred, is that not so? Surely, it was obvious that you would be partnered with a model such as myself.
Yes, it was obvious, now that the damn thing had pointed it out to me. A conventional robot roaming freely around the city would be in quick trouble. But who could have known the damn spacers had models this advanced? And what else were they up to that we couldn't even guess at?
This place is getting on my nerves. Let's get back to where there are people.
Have you been inside New York before?
No.
You seem to be taking it all very calmly.
I have been fully briefed on what to expect.
Ah.
I have been given all the relevant information on the city. And, of course, on yourself, partner Elijah. Is such behavior usual?
Of course it isn't usual. Hey, let us through here. What's happening here? You, what is all this?
Damned if I know.
Think I saw those lousy robots.
Smash them! Jobs are for people!
Quiet, police. Please let us through there. Get back from that door. Now my partner and I are going inside. Nobody else, understood? Daniel, take my neutralizer.
I have one of my own.
Right. Kill the door on my signal. Now.
Get in there.
Okay, police. What's going on here?
Officers, thank goodness. Hey, look, my assistants have been assigned me by the city.
Is that them?
Yes, they are distressingly primitive models.
Well, we like our robots to look like robots, okay?
What the hell's that?
Okay, what sparked all this off, huh?
A customer wouldn't let one of my men save her. She ran out into the street screaming about dirty, greasy robots and how they were taking away jobs.
I get the picture. I'm calling the riot squad.
Open the door, please.
What?
I order you to open the door.
Hey, they'll pull us apart. I'll let your buddy send for some help here.
It is not necessary. Please do as I say.
I'm holding the city responsible for any damage.
Open the door.
You're the boss.
Right, let's get in there!
Stop!
Come on, let's get in there!
The next person who moves will be shot.
You are thinking this man is holding a neuronic whip or a tickler. We can rush him and only one or two of us will be hurt, and that very mildly.
Get him!
You are mistaken. This is a blaster, and it is very deadly. I will use it, and I will kill many of you before you can seize me. I will now walk to the door. I will shoot anyone who touches me. When I reach the door, I will shoot any man or woman who is not moving about their business. It was, as I said. Assistance was unnecessary.
Next time you keep better control of your customers, okay?
Yes, officer, sure. Thanks. You too, pal.
You are welcome, sir.
No more trouble, right? You, outside. Don't you ever do that again.
Never again insist on the observance of the law.
Threatening people with a blaster, I mean.
I am not capable of injuring a human being, Elijah. Surely you know that.
That's what I've been told.
A robot may not harm a human being or, through inaction, allow one to come to harm. No robot can be constructed without the first law.
I know the propaganda, and so do they. But if they'd recognized you as a robot...
I was sure they would not.
Let's get home. Now listen, all my wife's been told is that I'm working with a new partner and he's going to be staying with us for a few days. That's all she knows and that's all she needs to know, okay?
Lige, are you hurt?
Hurt?
Well, it was on the news. Two plainclothesmen stopped a riot in our subsection. I knew you two were coming home together, so
I guess... Relax. We're fine. You can see.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry, but...
Jesse, this is my new partner, Daniel Oliver.
Mr. Oliver.
How do you do, Mrs. Bailey?
Hey, Jesse, please.
Jesse.
That's better.
Hi, Dad.
Stop staring, Ben. Don't they teach you any manners at that ritzy school?
Sorry.
Daniel, this is my son, Bentley. Mr. Oliver, Ben.
How'd you do, Mr. Oliver?
Well, I'm starved. What are we eating?
Zymoveal again.
I hate Zymoveal. It's pink and it's crumbly and it tastes like nothing under steel. But that day I hardly noticed it. All I could think of was that a spacer machine had done my job for me while I stood by and watched. Okay, maybe no robot can harm a human being, but there's harm, and there's harm.
Are you sure you won't join us, Daniil?
Quite sure, thank you, Jesse.
Well, I wish all our guests were that polite. That Joe Simpson, do you know him, no? Well, anyway, he sat right there last time he was here and ate his way through 2 days' quota. 2 days!
Jesse!
Mr. Oliver?
Yes, Bentley?
Are you interested in robots?
Chew it slow, Elijah. You'll lose the flavor.
Ben, stop bothering Mr. Oliver.
He's not bothering me, Elijah. Yes, Bentley, I am quite interested in that subject.
Are you in favor of them? Dad says...
Ben, please.
I'd like to talk to you at length about the problem, Bentley, but it will have to be some other time. Your father and I are going to be very busy for the rest of the evening.
Jehoshaphat. I'd been so wrapped up in my own damn troubles that I'd completely forgotten the corpse with the missing chest. I'd forgotten the murder.
Are you certain that we will not be disturbed?
I've told you. Ben's staying with some friends, and it's Jessie's regular night out. She never gets home much before midnight. Now, let's get on with it. All I've been told is that the murdered man was a Dr. Raj Numanu Sartan, a robotics expert from the planet Aurora.
That is correct. This is a picture of Dr. Sartan.
But that's you.
No, Elijah. That is Dr. Sartan, my designer.
Your designer? And you're an exact duplicate.
Reasonably close.
You were made in your maker's image.
I have just said so.
Okay, switch it off and give me some more details. What about suspects? Did he have any enemies in Spacetown?
The crime was not committed by a resident of Spacetown.
Surely you can't...
The killer was an Earthman.
Okay. But how?
There are guards at both ends of that approachway, 24 hours a day.
Spacetown is freely open to the countryside.
The countryside? Are you saying that someone from the city crossed over to Sartan's dome through the open air?
It is the only explanation.
Impossible. There isn't a man alive who could do it.
That is exactly what your commissioner said. He was even more disturbed at the idea than you.
The cities have been enclosed for centuries. I don't know a single individual who could even think of going out into the open.
We do not believe that this crime was committed by an individual.
What?
Our theory is that it was the work of a well-organized terrorist group.
Terrorists?
We think that anti-spacer feeling is being deliberately fostered by a secret underground movement, possibly planet-wide in its influence.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Commissioner Enderby does not think so.
Well, I do. Look, most Earth people like to live in the past to a certain extent. Maybe some take it to extremes. They call themselves medievalists and harp on about the good old days. They don't go around organizing riots and killing spacers.
My orders are to locate the leaders of this movement.
And a robot always obeys orders, right?
Of course. Except where they would conflict with the first law.
Okay. Just for the moment, let's assume that you're right, and the medievalists are not just harmless cranks, but a fully armed, unregistered militant organization. We still don't have a motive. Why was Sartan killed?
Because he was one of the leaders of the pro-Earth movement, and he had...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, the pro-Earth movement?
Not all the spacers share the views of my people, Partner Elijah.
But I thought... Go on.
The residents of Spacetown and their supporters on the outer worlds believed that a healthy and modernized Earth would be of great benefit to the whole galaxy.
The galaxy.
But there are powerful elements opposed to this view. They hold that a modernized Earth would be warmongering and destructive.
Well, I can tell you both sides are wasting their time. Earth doesn't want your galaxy any more than Earth wants your robots.
Dr. Sartan had conceived an entirely new approach to the problem of your planet.
Well, good for him.
He had been working for years towards the day when his plan could be put into operation. And virtually on the eve of that day, Dr. Sartan was brutally killed.
Well, what was it? What exactly was Sartan's master plan?
He said that we were failing because of a lack of knowledge of ordinary Earth people and their attitudes. To rectify that, he proposed the secret infiltration into your cities of completely undetectable humanoid robots such as myself.
Good God.
Be quiet.
What?
There is someone approaching the door.
What are you doing back?
Daniil?
Jesse?
Think that you are a robot.
Yes, Jesse, I am.
Think.
You should have told me.
How could I?
Can't you get rid of it?
Why won't you tell me how you found out?
Why did it have to be you?
An assignment is an assignment. And there could be a lot in this for us.
In what?
You know better than that.
Why don't you resign?
What?
Why not? Just walk in tomorrow. Tell him to be your through.
That would mean declassification for sure. Do you want that? Yeah, you're crazy.
I am not crazy, you fool. I'm scared. I'm scared to death.
Jess.
Oh.
Just what are you scared of, huh? You're not afraid of Dan Eel himself. Mm. You've faced up to him just fine.
Yeah, but if people know he's a robot, there'll be a riot.
But people don't know.
They do, they do. The rumor's all over the section. The police have brought in a spacer robot that looks just like a man. You know, someone must have recognized him at that riot in retail.
How? The thing's perfect. The perfect police. Too damn good to be true.
What are you talking about?
I was just thinking. Quiet.
That was the door.
Yeah. That was the door.
Where are you going?
Stay there. It was Dan Eel.
Dan Eel? But what is...
Well, he'll be back in a minute. Now listen, and don't say a word. Everything's fine. We'll be rid of him in the morning for good. And there won't be any riot. The case is over. I've solved it.
Why are we not using the expressway strip system, Partner Elijah?
This is a big case. We raid a squad car.
There is no other traffic.
Now, these old tunnel roads are off limits to civilians.
It seems to be an extensive network. Do you wish to discuss the investigation?
Not till we get to Spacetown.
Please remain in exactly the same position. Please remain in exactly the same position.
I heard, damn it, I heard.
Drying complete. Please collect your clothing. Drying complete. Please collect your clothing.
Well, what do you know? Laundry service, too.
When you are dressed, please proceed to the waiting area.
I find the reception processing unpleasant.
Reception processing, eh?
It is necessary. The risk of infection is considerable. This way, Partner Elijah.
Okay, okay. What the devil?
Please stay exactly where you are. Please stay exactly where
the
you
sensors
are.
Have detected a power source.
Please stay
are
exactly
you still carrying your blaster? No weapons are allowed inside.
A police officer has his blaster on him or in easy reach at all times.
Your regulations do not apply here. Even your commissioner leaves his blaster behind. Please, give it to me.
Take it.
Thank you. You will be permitted to collect it when we leave. Now, please follow me.